One of the groups Donald Trump has been most vocal about is Muslims. He's called repeatedly for a ban on Muslim immigration to this country. So as he spoke at the Republican National Convention last night, Muslims across the nation were listening closely, like Omar Awad and his wife Marwa Masrani. They tuned in to watch Trump's speech at their house in Lodi, New Jersey. We sent reporter Daniela Cheslow, who's usually based in the Middle East, to watch with them.
Hey, how are you? Glad you made it.
Hi.
When I get to the home of Omar Awad and Marwa Masrani, the first order of business is a fruit tart, which Omar takes out of a plastic shopping bag.
Thank you. Need to hear for some tart?
Is this a cake in honor of Trump?
No. This is just for having a guest over.
Omar and Marwa live in a townhouse in Lodi. They say all their neighbors are Muslim, mostly from Turkey. Their families come from Egypt. Marwa's 25, and she says she's a devout Muslim. She wears a headscarf, and she follows the religious rules.
I'm also an American, and a devout American, I guess you can say. I was born and raised here, so this is what I call home.
Her husband, Omar, was also born in New Jersey, although he lived in Egypt for 10 years as a kid. Omar worked in biomedical engineering and is now the president and CEO of the largest mosque in the area, the Islamic Center of Passaic County. Omar and Marwa say watching the Republican National Convention this week has been an evening ritual. They've been paying close attention to comments about Muslims and immigrants.
After a lot of the different terror attacks that took place throughout the globe, Donald Trump was saying that we need to ban Muslims and we need to, or Congress need to figure out what the hell is going on. I don't think Islam or Muslims are an epidemic that you need to figure out what's going on.
I think what's concerning is that, like, the fear-mongering is working and that people are behind some of what I guess you can consider the hate speech that he's saying. So it's a little concerning that there are so many people that are okay with that.
Suddenly, Omar's phone goes off.
That's Aisha prayer, our last prayer of the day. This was just a call for the then.
Your phone goes off every prayer time?
Every prayer time, yeah. That's the beauty of having Islamic apps.
After 4 years of Hillary Clinton, what do we have?
Midway through the speech, Trump brings up the Middle East and claims that as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, quote, almost single-handedly destabilized the entire region, and that during her tenure, Egypt was turned over to the radical Muslim Brotherhood before the military took control. Listening to that, Omar says Trump doesn't know his Egyptian history.
There was a revolution in Egypt, then an election, and then a coup.
He also seems to be blaming or giving Hillary credit for, like, the Arab Spring, basically.
And then Trump brings up the issue of immigration and refugees from the Arab world.
We must immediately suspend immigration from any nation that has been compromised by terrorism.
So he's kind of put some parameters to the blanket statement that he made, a ban on all Muslims. He's like, the ones that have been compromised by terrorism. So what does that mean? Is that only certain Muslim countries? That either way, it's still troublesome.
Even while the Trump campaign rhetoric has been unsettling for Marwa and Omar, they say they feel supported as Muslims in New Jersey. Omar says his mosque just opened a second campus and town councilors were there to wish them well. Marwa says her company asked her to give a presentation last month about the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan.
And then they're like, thanks for this. Is there anything we can do to make this month easier on you? Is there anything we could do to accommodate? And we're like, no, everyone's been so nice and so accepting.
They note that one person who did a lot for local Muslims in New Jersey was Governor Chris Christie. Back in 2011, Christie appointed a Muslim lawyer to be a judge in New Jersey Superior Court in Passaic County. Now, Christie is one of the bulldogs of the Trump campaign.
Governor Chris Christie came to our center before he became a governor. He knows the Muslim community firsthand. He turned his back on the Muslim community. And it was very, very, very disappointing to see.
In the end, Marwa and Omar say the most remarkable part of the night is what they see as the lack of any real plans in Trump's speech, yet the crowd loved it. Next week, they'll be tuned into the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia to hear what Hillary Clinton has to say. Marwa went to the same college as Clinton, Wellesley, but she says she was a Bernie Sanders supporter. She says Clinton hasn't connected with her yet. For The World, Daniela Cheslow, Lodi, New Jersey.